light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Chaos. Charles Manson, the CIA, and the secret history of the 60s is Tom O'Neill's relentless two-decade investigation into the most infamous crimes of modern America and the myths that hardened around them. Starting from an assignment that was supposed to last a few months, O'Neill follows leads that challenge the familiar helter-skelter story, probe the conduct of prosecutors and police, and trace surprising intersections with intelligence research, celebrity culture, and the fractured politics of the era. Rather than offering a glib master theory, the book maps a dense terrain of contradictions, missing records, and testimonies that do not quite line up. It is as much about how official narratives are constructed as it is about the murders themselves, inviting readers to reconsider what they think they know about the 60s. With meticulous interviews, archival digging, and freedom of information requests, Chaos shows how power, media, and memory can conspire to tidy up an untidy history, and why that matters today. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, unraveling the helter-skelter motive. O'Neill re-examines the prosecution's famous motive, arguing that the neatness of the helter-skelter story obscures inconsistencies and unanswered questions. He revisits key witnesses, scrutinizes changing testimonies, and highlights how some evidence was emphasized while other facts were sidelined. The book explores alternative motives that circulated at the time, including personal grievances, drug disputes, and attempted cover stories. O'Neill also probes connections between the victims and the Hollywood music scene, asking whether proximity and prior relationships better explain the targets than a prophecy of racial apocalypse. Rather than claiming a single definitive replacement motive, the author demonstrates that the record is messier than the courtroom narrative suggested. By walking readers through transcripts, interviews, and contemporaneous reporting, he shows how a simple tale became a cultural touchstone, and how complexity was flattened to secure convictions and satisfy a public hungry for certainty after a terror that seemed inexplicable. Secondly, leniency, probation, and law enforcement blind spots. A central thread in Chaos is the pattern of unusual leniency Manson appeared to receive from authorities despite repeated arrests and clear probation violations. O'Neill catalogs instances where serious infractions produced little consequence, raising questions about why a parolee with a record could repeatedly slip through the system. He explores the bureaucratic overlap between local police, federal probation, and public health institutions, showing how fragmented jurisdictions may have produced gaps that shielded Manson from scrutiny. The book points to contemporaneous drug enforcement practices, informant cultures, and the chaotic policing of the Haight-Ashbury scene as potential factors. O'Neill is cautious, framing this not as a conclusive revelation, but as a documented anomaly that deserves explanation. The pattern matters because it challenges the idea that Manson was simply an unnoticed drifter until the murders. Instead, it suggests a person repeatedly encountered by authorities who, for reasons still unclear, was not halted by standard mechanisms, and whose freedom had consequences that rippled far beyond his immediate circle. Thirdly, intelligence research, MKUltra, and the counterculture. O'Neill explores the uneasy overlap between 60s counterculture, psychedelic research, and intelligence-funded studies. He traces networks of psychiatrists and institutions involved in mind and behavior research, highlighting figures whose work intersected with the very neighborhoods and clinics Manson frequented. The book examines how experimentation with LSD and other substances moved from labs into the broader cultural stream, sometimes underwritten, directly or indirectly, by government grants or front organizations. At the center are questions, not certainties. Did research agendas, field studies, or data gathering ever inadvertently interact with Manson's world, shaping outcomes in ways no one anticipated? O'Neill delves into archives and interviews to show overlapping timelines and shared spaces without overpromising causal links. The value of this inquiry lies in exposing how projects aimed at understanding or influencing behavior coexisted with a volatile youth culture. That proximity invites a reconsideration of agency, vulnerability, and how institutions navigated a period when experimentation blurred ethical boundaries and accountability was often opaque. Fourthly, Hollywood gatekeepers and the music industry nexus. Chaos revisits the entanglement of Manson with Los Angeles music elites, from hopeful auditions to parties that brought fringe characters into contact with chart-topping artists and producers. Oneill reconstructs meetings, addresses, and overlapping social circles to question how proximity to power shaped both opportunity and resentment. The book examines the influence of producers and managers, the myth-making of an industry that trades on discovery, and the ambient dangers of a scene where drugs, ambition, and money mixed freely. It also follows lesser-known figures whose roles were marginal in the official story, but significant in the social ecosystem. Oneill argues that the allure and indifference of Hollywood created a combustible backdrop, amplifying personal slights and fueling grandiose fantasies. By grounding the murders in tangible networks rather than abstract prophecy alone, Chaos reframes the case as a product of a specific cultural marketplace, where fame's gravity bends choices, and where rejected outsiders can become obsessed with the gates they failed to pass. Lastly, media narratives, missing records, and investigative ethics. Beyond revisiting the crimes, Oneill dissects how narratives are built, contested, and preserved. He chronicles years of reporting, including Freedom of Information requests, redacted files, vanished documents, and interviews that opened new paths while closing others. The book is frank about uncertainty, showing how an honest investigation can surface more questions than answers. Oneill reflects on the ethics of naming individuals, weighing allegations, and balancing public interest with fairness. He critiques the true crime genre's tendency toward neat arcs, proposing a method that foregrounds doubt and transparency when sources conflict. Chaos thereby doubles as a manual for investigative literacy. It trains readers to recognize how institutional incentives, legal pressures, and media demands can shape the histories we inherit. In foregrounding process as much as findings, Oneill provides a rare view of the labor behind revisionist history, reminding us that responsible skepticism requires patience, nuance, and the courage to sit with unresolved complexity. In conclusion, Chaos is essential reading for true crime enthusiasts, investigative journalism fans, and anyone interested in the real political and cultural currents of the 60s. It will also resonate with readers who value media literacy and want tools to evaluate official stories critically. Oneill does not demand belief in a single sweeping theory. He offers a well-documented argument that the record is incomplete and sometimes misleading. That approach benefits everyday life by sharpening critical thinking, encouraging vigilance about institutional narratives, and modeling how to weigh conflicting evidence without succumbing to cynicism. You should choose this book over more familiar treatments because it widens the lens far beyond a courtroom script, incorporating new interviews, archival discoveries, and cross-disciplinary context. Where others deliver tidy conclusions, Chaos delivers disciplined inquiry. It respects readers enough to show the seams, the doubts, and the stakes. If you want more than a retelling, if you want the tools to question how history is made, this is the book to buy. If you would like to support Tom Oneill, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine our tree, better life begins in a book.